producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
First and goal at the two. He's got the I formation. Manning is under center with a couple tight ends. Sticks in the defensive line. The snap turns to his left. Hands off Anderson. Spins running over the center on the hash mark. He corkscrews in. He got the touchdown for Denver. A two-yard touchdown run. 3:08 to go. The Broncos lead it 22-10. Is that the coup de grace? Is that the nail in the coffin?
That was the coup de grace, as Kevin Harlan put it, and the Denver Broncos win the Super Bowl. Woohoo! Peyton Manning may be riding off into the sunset with the remarks about the last rodeo, but wouldn't really address that after the game because he's too classy for that. That totally makes sense. Instead, focusing on the victory. It's the Broncos beating the Panthers. It was all about defense. All about defense, that's for sure. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we start and kick off this week of the show. It's a big week because not only do we start with, of course, the Super Bowl, which is America's pastime, and we have nailed the score. Nobody, by the way, nailed the score. I'll tell you that at the top. A lot of us had high-scoring games in mind, and many of us picked the Panthers. I throw myself into that category because I had 38-35 Panthers. I was way off the mark. Of course, the caveat for me was I was saying that I hoped Peyton Manning would win, despite the fact that it didn't look really good because of the way the Panthers were playing. But the Panthers ran into an incredible Denver defense. And even Peyton Manning himself gave massive credit to Von Miller and to the rest of the linebacking core and the rest of the group on that defense, because Von Miller was the Super Bowl MVP for Super Bowl 50, and that's what won it for the Denver Broncos, that's for sure. Speaking of defense and offense, of course, we're going to tell you, politically speaking, what's happening there with the Republicans and the Democrats heading into Iowa, because now, or heading from Iowa into New Hampshire, because now all the action is in New Hampshire, and we are just really hours away from what's going to happen there in the Granite State. And it's interesting because for the Democrats, Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders, but Bill Clinton refuses to let Hillary Clinton give up since he came in second, if you remember when he was running in the early 90s and said he was the comeback kid and then ultimately won the election, won the nomination and won the election. But you clearly can't see how anyone but Bernie Sanders would win on the side of the Democrats. It would be shocking if she beat Bernie Sanders. This is his backyard. Now, as for the Republicans, who's on the offense and who's on the defense, it's really Trump and Cruz, if you think, coming off of the debate, the three that seem to have the best chance include Trump, Rubio, and Cruz. And who's to say who may sneak up there, too, as well. Trump seems to think that he's got this one bagged. And if he doesn't, and it's another victory for Cruz, even though this is only two stops and perhaps it's really, really close, what does that mean for the rest of the primaries? How is that looking? How is that looking? It's wild to handicap this because what we thought really a year ago is not at all what's been playing out. The presumptive nominees, let's face it, Jeb Bush for the Republicans and Hillary Clinton for the Democrats. Remember, Jeb Bush held out before he finally relented and said he was running, but you knew all along he was running. And everybody else was jumping in. And now they're jumping out. Rand Paul, one of the big surprises, because heading into the election cycle, he was so jazzed to be considered, so flattered that somebody wanted to see him run and had really the libertarians behind him. and he just petered out and knew, I can't do this, and stepped away last week. And, of course, Rick Santorum also stepping away. Who's next to fall off of the Republican bandwagon and call it a day and let the chips fall where they may for those that are left standing? The emails and Hillary, another story we'll talk about, just because I'm telling you, I get so much email about Hillary's email. You would think I had a direct pipeline to Hillary Clinton. What do I know about the FBI and the FBI trying to take her down? They're not going to take Hillary down unless, for sure, they have a stacked deck, as stacked as it can possibly get against the Clintons. If not, it makes no sense. In fact, anybody in the higher echelon, they would not do this because you'll fall flat on your face. If you remember, in Thursday's Democratic presidential debate, and we played a ton of sound from that, with Bernie Sanders, the former Secretary of State described the FBI investigation of her email use as a security review that was requested, that it's being carried out. And she's 100% confident that the inquiry will find no wrongdoing on her part. Yet the State Department admitted a week ago Clinton's controversial practice contained government secrets that were so delicate that 22 of the missives, emails, won't be publicly released out of national security concerns. So it doesn't look good for Hillary Clinton. But just because it doesn't look good, if there is nothing to completely make that case iron shut, then the FBI just moves on. Because they're not going to roll the dice. They're not going to roll the dice with Hillary Clinton. Only truly what they can nail shut. By the way, because this is debate season still, the Republican debate on ABC had 13.2 million viewers, considerably less than out of the box what Fox, their number, what they arrived at when they held their big debate in the beginning of all of this. But Donald Trump being back on the stage did push the ratings up, that's for certain. And this was the network's largest non-sports audience on a Saturday, they say, in more than 14 years, because Saturday was a different time for the Republicans to hold that debate. But like I said, considerably less than what we saw in the beginning of the debate season, but still pretty significant for ABC. Because if you go back to January of 2012, a Republican debate drew 6.27 million viewers. So that inched up, that's for sure. But then you think about last summer, and like I mentioned, Fox, and you're talking about a little over 23 million on Fox. Well, 24 million on Fox, 23 million on CNN. But this was the first Republican debate on a broadcast network in this cycle. And it was at a key time. Now we're on to New Hampshire. Is there any doubt that it's Trump, Rubio, and Cruz? You may think differently. Or your two cents on Peyton Manning. Should he retire after winning the Super Bowl? Yes! Yes, yes, yes. 855-266-5283.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If I came in second, I wouldn't be happy.
Donald Trump, he doesn't want to come in second this time around, talking about New Hampshire and what New Hampshire is going to look like for him. What do you think? Do you think that Donald wins New Hampshire this time around? I'm going to say I think he does. I think Iowa goes to Cruz, which it did, and then New Hampshire, which was a surprise because it was neck and neck anyway. But I think Donald Trump leads in New Hampshire for sure, and I think we'll see that the polls reflect in those that go and a vote, and the lead seems to be growing. The hold seems to be working. I read a story in the New York Times where they talked about the Republicans in New Hampshire, and the way they described it, the Republicans in New Hampshire, angry and afraid, was the headline in the Times. And the talk was in this article, the way it was written, that fear and hatred stalked the Republican debate, and it was aimed at every target. And that the candidates, which was true, kept summoning President Ronald Reagan. It was would have been his 105th birthday. And only Governor Kasich and Marco Rubio tried to be hardline, they say, in the Times article, without hate. Talking about the deportation of illegal immigrants and talking about a few other oddball kind of brawls on the side. Marco Rubio and Chris Christie. Chris Christie really going after Marco Rubio. Chris Christie called him a robot. And then the funniest thing happened. His page didn't upload correctly, so he kept repeating lines about how tragically transformative President Obama had been. So naturally, in some of the newspapers, they wrote about this and said, you know what? It was like someone wound him up, pointed him towards the door, and pushed play. So who knows where he comes in New Hampshire. The debate is immigration. In New Hampshire, it seems to be. Tuesday is the deal. Trump, to me, seems like he's going to pounce here. I mean, he is everywhere. A moderate, I think, in New Hampshire doesn't always do well. So Trump is not coming across like a moderate, that's for sure. Tuesday will be interesting. In case you missed it, because I had a couple of emails about this as well, it was funny, split decision, wanting to know what I thought about what was going to happen in New Hampshire and what was going on with the campaigning, and at the same time asking me about the Broncos and the Panthers. So I'll re-rack that. If you missed it, the Broncos beat the Panthers 24-10. Now, it is a circus, kind of like the circus that our politics has become. And the main event, well, there's really two main events. There's the action on the field, and then there's the halftime show. And, oh, yeah, then there's the national anthem. I think Whitney Houston set the bar pretty high in 1991. She nailed it when she did the anthem. But Lady Gaga would be in my top five as well. Not surprised, because she's classically trained. She went to Juilliard, and it showed. I'm going to let you hear Lady Gaga singing the national anthem coming up in our next segment. I think that's such a powerful stage, and it has to be kind of daunting in a way for whoever it is that stands there and sings. Of course, Lady Gaga is all about the leap and not afraid to take the leap, so not as surprising that she nailed it. But it would be, I think it would be a little scary when you summon up the courage to do something like that. Can you imagine hitting those high notes? Think about when you're in the crowd at a sporting event and you're singing the national anthem. I look around, I see people like shuffling their feet. They don't really want anyone to hear their voice. I say, forget it. Who cares? It's just nice that people say it loud and proud. And, of course, after 9/11, I'm veering down a quick rabbit hole. I went to, I was in New York, and sports were basically canceled. And once games started to come back again, the Yankees, the Mets, football, I remember being at the Mets, and it was incredible. Because, I mean, there wasn't a dry eye in the house, and everybody was singing the national anthem, whether they were clumsy about how they hit the notes or not, it didn't matter at all. It was about standing there united and singing it. It was pretty powerful, actually, to witness that. So I think it's a huge honor. I mean, it is a football game, but it's a huge honor with such a vast amount of people watching, to no matter who you are, to have the chance. And it's always somebody who's well known, but to have the chance to try to belt out the national anthem. And sometimes singers who are excellent in any other venue are terrible at trying to hit some of those notes for the anthem, and especially in the venue that I'm talking about, where it's so big. And it's a whole different thing when you talk about what happens with your voice when you're standing in the middle of a stadium like that one. I'd be remiss, since we're kind of mixing it all up in this version of America Tonight, to not think about the people in Flint, Michigan, while everybody's enjoying the Super Bowl or anxiously getting ready for New Hampshire and the chance to talk about more results. The people in Flint are still struggling with the water situation. And I said this last week, imagine lead in your water. Imagine getting the news. Well, seems we could have done something about it, but we didn't. And gosh darn, there's lead in the water. And so those are the kind of stories that I've been reading about from Flint. And this is a city where really the people there have been battered around in some of the worst conditions you can imagine. Lots of unemployment, lots of poverty, lots of violent crime, they say. And now this catastrophe of the water supply that might be poisoned indefinitely. I mean, this is the final kick in the pants for the poor people of Flint. And how awful is this? I mean, we know in the near future this is what they're going to be dealing with. This is less than a month after Michigan Governor Rick Snyder declared a state of emergency. The only thing we know is this is going to be expensive to deal with this, because the cost of removing lead service lines from 15,000 houses, what do you think it is? And how many other people are sitting on a powder keg like this, listening to my voice right now, and you have no idea, including myself? 15,000 homes? You know what we're talking about? We're talking about a price tag of $45 million. You know how many people could have been exposed to lead poisoning? The impact of that? 9,000 kids. Wow. And what do you do to treat that? So overhauling Flint's water distribution, if they have to do that, could cost more than $1 billion, which means only the federal government can pay for that. That's too big of a price tag. There's no way they can pay for that. And there's other controversies surrounding it. People paying their water bills, which, by the way, were some of the most expensive, they say, in the area. Because they're afraid if the service is turned off, they'll lose their homes. Now they're refusing to pay for water because they can't drink it. So the mayor is trying to come up with some kind of a plan to relieve the people in that area, at least of some of that financial burden. Would you want to pay your water bill if you knew there was lead in the water? Of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't want to pay your water bill. Complete insanity. Hopefully there was a little bit of a break for the people over the weekend, because so much water has been trucked in to Flint. But this disaster is not going to end anytime in the near future. It's ludicrous. So you have poisoned water and you have drought conditions that others are dealing with, desperate for some solution to their crisis. The answer is water. Anytime anyone asks you, the answer is water. What do you want to invest in? Water. What do we need more of? Water. Step It Away, then Lady Gaga's rendition of the national anthem. You know, you can always chime in, by the way. What did you think? Were you watching? 855-266-5283.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly. significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you're wide awake, I knew you're out there. Millions of you, because I get the emails and the calls, too, at 855-266-5283. Big question from the Super Bowl. Peyton Manning, he wins. Woohoo! So at 39, going to turn 40 in March. You have one Super Bowl under your belt. You win your second. He's not what he used to be. Arm strength, forget about it. All the injuries, etc. Defense really helped Peyton and the rest of the crew in that win, in that victory over the Panthers to win this Super Bowl. So why not go out on top? Classy move not to take the bait, though, when he was asked three different times on camera whether or not he was going to retire in various ways. So I am thrilled he didn't do that. Enjoy the win and don't take anything away from the defense's superstars on the Broncos. And that's the kind of classy guy he is. So we may hear in the next day or two, but smart not to do that on that very, very, very big stage. All right, so I set it up that the big stage, when you have to hit the high notes, can be really tough. And there is no harder song to sing, and the pressure's on in a different way when you do the national anthem. Of course, it's a great honor to be selected. It's a huge audience, and the superstars who have chops when they're asked probably would rarely say no. Lady Gaga was thrilled. Here is Lady Gaga doing the national anthem at this year's Super Bowl.
To honor America and perform our national anthem, please welcome Academy Award nominee and six-time Grammy winner, Lady Gaga.
twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
To hear that rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. And as I said, she was certainly making it in my top five, and I think in most people's top five. Excuse me, I mean Goosebumps. Super Bowl 50, they couldn't have done it better with that. She just nailed all the high notes. I was reading, you know, pretty much the reviews of Gaga. And that's what they're all saying, is that she nailed it. It was total perfection when she kicked things off and, excuse me, and hit those notes. I mean, kind of the operatic version of the anthem. And it's, I mean, it just was beautiful. There's no question. She hit those really, really crazy, crazy notes that I think are so tough. She nailed it. Absolutely. She nailed it 100%. It's great to hear that. I love when somebody can, like I said, can hit some of the impossible highs and make it sound super, super beautiful. This week on America Tonight, wow, so no, we won't have any Nail the Score this time around, and sadly, nobody nailed the score. We will put our computer back in the hopper, so to speak, and you will have a chance to win again when we do Nail the Score for March Madness. We will bring it back. So you have to wait, you know, a month or so, a month and a half, and then we'll be back at it for a couple of weeks anyway. Sadly, like I said, nobody won Nail the Score throughout the season. We've had a couple of winners over the years, but this time around, not to be. And nobody predicted the Super Bowl that the Broncos would win 24-10. We had a couple of people that predicted the Broncos, but certainly not by that score anyway, and this is why we boot it down the road and hope that somebody hits it in March Madness. And of course, there's other times that we'll bring this out as well. Because I talked about the Super Bowl, and because I equate sports a lot of times with politics, the winners, the us's and the them's, and, you know, the two parties, the two sides. So there's the losing side of the Super Bowl, and Ron Rivera, who is the coach of the Carolina Panthers, who was the coach of the year in the NFL, getting the high accolades and the piece of hardware on Saturday from the NFL, then has to come out of a disappointing loss in the Super Bowl, where really they could have popped into it, but every time the Panthers got the ball, they couldn't do anything either. It was all about the defenses on both sides of the ball. So Ron Rivera's post-game message to his players: don't let this diminish what you've accomplished. We had a great season. We reached the mountaintop, just not the peak, not the summit. We have an opportunity to get better as a team. That team a couple of years ago got beat in the Super Bowl, and look where they are today. We have an opportunity, just like they did, to become a better team. And I thought that was a great message, because he's right. 2 years ago, the Broncos were slaughtered by Seattle, and then they bounced back, and look what happened. As for Peyton Manning and the question about retirement, Archie Manning, his father, said that he's gotten over 200 texts on his phone from all kinds of friends and everybody wanting to know if Peyton was going to retire. 9 out of 10 people feel that he should retire. A lot of things are pointing toward what everybody wants him to do is what Peyton Manning's father shared. And, of course, he's got, I mean, what a great thing. He has two young kids. He has twins, and they're, you know, 4 years old. So you have a little boy and a little girl, cute as can be. They're up there on the stage with their father and getting to be part of the moment, even if they can't completely understand it. At least at the tail end of what probably is his last game, they're there, they're there, they see it, and there's pictures to prove they were there when their father won the Super Bowl, which I think is pretty cool. You can tell when you look at the kids, they certainly resemble him, especially the little boy who, you know, had a championship hat on and had a lot of the photographers around him as he was trying to make sense of what was happening to his father and what was happening as well around where he was standing. Hey, what's this? What's this about? The paparazzi? I don't understand. Explain it to me. And it was pretty darling, I have to say, and probably a very big and proud moment for Peyton Manning to be able to have his kids, haul his kids up there and let them see, you know, what's happened with the Super Bowl. Because that's probably it, for sure. It's just a question of saying, you know, goodbye and making it official. Let's put it that way. Coming up on America Tonight, odds and ends. What else happened besides the frivolity and the fun and the parties of the Super Bowl and for the politicians getting ready for New Hampshire? Believe it or not, some airport workers handled a laptop that concealed a plane bomb. Where was it? I'll give you the skinny coming up on the flip side in our final segment for this hour, anyway, of America Tonight.
Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I used to rule the world. Skies would rise when I came to you. Now in the morning I see a road. Sweet the streets, skies
and stars. That's a little rendition, a little tiny snippet, let's say, of a rendition of Coldplay, one of the songs they played, one of their popular songs, part of the halftime show. They were the lead act, I suppose. And then Bruno Mars also shared the spotlight. And Beyonce, you know, it's always crazy with who's going to perform in the halftime and what's going to happen. That seemed to come off without a hitch and probably gets fairly decent, accolades, I would suppose. There was nothing super spectacular, but it was good. Good enough. Good enough to win, as we put that to bed for this hour anyway, Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos beating the Carolina Panthers. The wise guys already added the Super Bowl odds for Super Bowl 51, if you're curious, since we do the nail the score thing. If you're a fan of Tennessee, 220-1 odds to win the Super Bowl next year. Tampa Bay, 110-1 odds, also pretty darn high. And then you go up from there, Philadelphia, 35-1. The Minnesota Vikings, I know we have a lot of Minnesota Viking fans, 25-1 odds. And, of course, New England, 9-1. Carolina, 10-1. Seattle, 11-1, and so on. You know, it's interesting. Denver wins the Super Bowl, but they're not in the top seven as far as odds are concerned. They're 18-1. 18-1 to win the Super Bowl again, and probably a lot of that has to do with what's going to happen at quarterback. They have a young quarterback that'll jump in, and most likely Peyton Manning will probably hang it up. All right, I told you about the frightening story about the airport bomb situation, the laptop. Somalia intelligence is saying that two airport workers actually had a laptop, handled it, and it had a bomb that later exploded in a passenger plane. In a video that was made public on Sunday, one airport worker takes the laptop, hands it to another. The employee then hands it to a man who was killed when the laptop explosion blew a hole in the plane's fuselage. Both workers were arrested, and they identified the lone fatality as a suspect. He was sucked out of the airplane through a hole in the blast. you remember me maybe talking about it on the air, and you could see clearly there was this hole in the plane. He knew where to sit. He knew how to place the device to maximize the damage. But given the placement, the blast likely would have set off a catastrophic secondary explosion in the fuel tank if the plane had reached cruising altitude. But that explosion happened at a lower altitude between 12,000 feet and 14,000 feet. So it killed the suspect, the national, and injured two other people. The preliminary test showed the bomb had a military grade of explosive TNT. And the pilot, of course, when that happened, the pilot turned around and landed the plane in Mogadishu. So Somalia asked for help in investigating. A bunch of FBI agents on the ground there trying to help them. They say it was actually a sophisticated attack, so that's why they reached out for help, and that's why the FBI went. They believe the attack was orchestrated by al-Shabaab, but they're not certain about that, just trying to figure it out. And of course, there's lots of violence in that area, and some of it is related to ISIS. So now, so far, at least 20 people have been arrested. It's a miracle that more people weren't killed, and of course that was the idea, but once again, the person who is supposed to explode the bomb, it doesn't work out. Like the underwear bomber, like the shoe bomber Richard Reed in Miami years ago, right after 9/11, and sort of certainly this bungled attempt as well, thank goodness, because now there's ways to bust people up and to figure out more of the intel or find some more intel on how bombs are being created and how they're trying to get them aboard planes and whatnot. It's really scary, actually, when you think about it. And it's a miracle with the amount of travel we have in this country that there aren't more problems, thank goodness. But it makes you look at things in a whole different light, especially if you are somebody who is traveling. So here's the big question. Donald Trump's lead in New Hampshire is definitely up in the polls. And some are saying, well, what if Donald Trump doesn't win this one? What if he does come in second? What if he does come in third? Is that it for Donald Trump? I mean, is that the end of the line? Not that he won't keep campaigning and wouldn't keep finishing strong and all of that, but if he can't win in New Hampshire, is that going to hurt him? Is there no turning point when we go to the other states? And I guess the most important thing is, in every winning president in the last 40 years, with the exception of Bill Clinton, they've won either Iowa or New Hampshire. It's just a trend. So is New Hampshire oversold, undersold? I don't know. But if we can say, and we go back and we look in our history books, and you find that, okay, everybody who's won has won one of those two states, except for Clinton. But he did it. And, of course, now the era of campaigning is different with super PACs, and the trends might not necessarily hold the way they did decades ago. Might not hold. Marco Rubio has made some big gains coming off of Iowa, where he finished a very strong third, a strong showing by Rubio in New Hampshire, building on the momentum from Iowa, puts him in a good position for the next round of primaries. So I think he definitely survives for the time being, further down the line. If Rubio is going to get X'd out, I don't think it's going to be until deep until the spring, because I think he's going to show up pretty high in all of these primaries. He might not be the guy, but he's going to show up on a higher level than Ben Carson, than the governor of Ohio, Kasich, than Chris Christie. He's going to come out higher. So he's going to stay in it. He's not going to pull out. It doesn't make any sense. because there's always that possibility, and the people around the candidate will tell them that because their job is to make sure that they get fluffed up enough, like the pillows when you stay in an expensive hotel. You want a fluffy pillow. So they have to be fluffed up somewhat because they're hitting that campaign so hard that this, you can't take the sense of belief, I don't think, away from them. Any smart campaign manager knows that and would absolutely do it. The interesting part of PACs and who's giving to PACs and where's that money going and all that kind of stuff has really changed because of the internet. And now it is official that Mark Zuckerberg is ahead of Jeff Bezos from Amazon as far as wealth is concerned. Fourth richest Mark Zuckerberg is. So 31 years old. CEO of Facebook. Sitting on a fortune worth $50 billion as of last week. And of course, stocks change, but it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. By the way, if you were curious about this, the world's richest person with a net worth of $78.7 billion is who? Can you tell me the answer to that? That would be Bill Gates, the Microsoft founder. Of course, he is the wealthiest. $78.7 billion. Wow. That is a crazy big number, my friends. When the rest of us pedestrians get excited over Powerball, because it's like $157 million. That's peanuts to Mark Zuckerberg. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.